You are listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast with Clinton Moxham.
And Uche Moxham, my beautiful wife. What's up, eh?
True. Hey.
We have a really dope topic today. I'm super excited for this topic.
Oh my God. I literally am letting Clinton lead the way with this topic because, okay.
The topic is... We're talking people, we're talking all things, baby.
Allegedly, yeah. We are.
That's the number one question we seem to be getting asked. When's the baby? When's the baby? When's it coming? So we're here to talk about it today. We don't really say much about this topic online or anything. So I guess here we are. Let's get into it. So, hey, as you were saying, is this the topic you are like excited to talk about? Nah, like how you feeling? Like,
I honestly thought we were going to have an expert.
We're the experts.
Okay. I feel different ways about this topic. I love kids. Nannying has always been one of my go-to jobs. I nannied from the time I was like 19 to literally right before I went on the show, honestly.
19 to 23?
Yeah, 19.
4 years?
19 to 23, yeah. And I'm still very, very close, especially with that family that I nanny for. Right before I went on the show, they literally became like a second family to me. I've just always loved kids, but...
Me too. And the kids love me.
Okay. We will ask some kids to verify. But when it comes to the idea, I think I'm afraid of commitment. I don't know. When it comes to the idea, like my favorite part of watching kids is giving them back to their respective parents. That is one of... the most thrilling, exhilarating parts for me. So I don't know, even getting a dog, like now I'm used to having dogs and I love them. Like literally, I don't know what I would do without them. I look at them every second of every day. I talk about them every second of every day. But with how big of a commitment having dogs is to have, and I tell my mom this, I'm like, what if the vibe is off with the kids? Like, what if the vibe is off? I don't know. It's something that I go back and forth with. Sometimes I think, oh, I'm so ready. But then other times I'm like, I don't know. It's something that, and they say that you'll never be ready. So it's just something that I would like to drown out the noise, which I think we have been doing. Because people, I guess in any advice, maybe even in the advice we're giving you, nobody knows your life better than you. And somebody can tell you what, you know, their advice in a certain situation is. But the only person that's going to know when the best time for that is you and, you know, your respective partner. So it's been something that, like you said, a lot of people have stuff to say about it.
Yeah.
Everybody has something to say about it, which we need to get back to that point because I have something to say about that.
Do you want to say it now?
Shit. Okay. Pull my leg.
Yeah.
Something that I also, in terms of, you know, I'm sure we're going to break down all different aspects of this, but, you know, as I'm talking about everybody having something to say, y'all, if I eat a burrito one day, it does not mean I'm pregnant. It does not. For people to talk about,
yeah.
I think it's a big issue on social media right now, and I don't think all of it comes from a negative place. Sometimes I do think people are being slick, but I think the rule of thumb should be to not comment on people's bodies at all. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know if people are trying to conceive, if they're not trying to conceive. If you don't know, would you walk up to somebody? Would you walk up to anybody? Somebody you know, somebody you don't know. It's even crazier if it's somebody you don't know. But would you walk up to anybody and say, oh my God, I know you're going to be pregnant. You're pregnant, aren't you? You're pregnant.
Is that a baby bump? See?
Literally. I see a bum, pregnant emoji. Like, what are, like,
yeah,
come on. I think sometimes we need to also remember, just because we're behind a screen, just because it seems so, the access. There's so much access now. It's kind of like, where's your home training? Like, let's be for real. It can be really offensive. It can be very triggering to people. It can be very.
And sometimes you're signing yourself up to get blocked.
Literally. Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I just don't even like the tone, like it's anarchy on my page. If I won't even play around with it anymore. I won't even entertain it because people should just not be commenting on people's bodies, period. You don't know what somebody is going through. So let's do that. Let's do that first and foremost. I needed to say that. So let's continue.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Well, there's that. I guess like one of the first questions I had is, when is the right time? Is there a right time?
That has been the question. That has literally been the question. And that's the hard part too, because like I said, when you're asking for advice about these things, and I have times asked for advice, you know, and I think the most helpful advice that we got recently, because, you know, people will say, I hear things along the side of like, put yourself first, your body changes, things change. And like, there's fear instilling on both sides. There's fear instilling on that side, like, oh my God, your body will never go back to the way that it was. Mm-hmm. You won't get to put yourself first. And then the other side with the fear is you'll never be ready. If you wait too long, you're going to look back and you're going to wish you did it sooner. And so it's always like, I stopped asking for input because it was giving me fear on both sides until we asked my sister, who she's an OBGYN. She delivers babies for a living. She is.
Shout out to Lucci.
She is catching those babies left and right. But she literally told me, she was like, Uche, if you wanted to have a baby now or when you are, or years or 10s or 20s, she was like, yes, it is something, you know, to keep in mind with, you know, people aren't lying when they say, yeah, you have a biological clock, but that should not be something that is your indicator if you are having kids or not right now. She said, the only thing you need to do is listen to yourself, talk to Clinton about it. And whenever you decide that you want to have a baby, you'll be able to do that, period. Mm-hmm. And it just gave me a sense of peace of like, okay, let me just make it more about what's right for us instead of, okay, my body, okay, this, okay, that. Am I going to have enough time? Is there enough time for me? Let me just focus on what's going on here and I'll know. She literally was like, you will know.
Yeah, we're literally not even a year into our marriage. Like, let's make that clear. We are not at a year yet. And yeah, it was very crazy and very interesting to me, just like how quickly the when's the baby and what are you guys thinking about for the baby? And it's like, bro.
And sometimes it is harmless. But the thing is, I think I can tell when it is. And even as much as it is harmless, it's still something that.
Yeah, I mean, my mom the other day, she saw like, you know, this is the cool thing about like social media and these things, because she's not even really on social media like that, but I think it's like more so WhatsApp or something. I don't know where she saw it, but she saw some video of, you know, a young couple talking about exactly this. And the girl was just expressing like how frustrating it is that her family and different people just keep asking her, you know, when are you thinking of having a baby and different things. And it made her sense. She was like, oh, hold up. Like, it's not even that's something that she was really doing heavily. She kind of sat with herself and said, oh, that's something that I will not be doing, because she got to hear, you know, that young lady's experience and how she felt about it. You know what I'm saying?
And the crazy thing is, as you're saying that and I'm thinking about it, we get it mostly from social media. I'm the youngest, so I don't really get that at all from my family unless I'm like telling my mom like, hey, like, I don't know if I vibe with kids. And then she's like, Uche, like, then the African comes out where it's like, in time, but it's not something that I get at all from, you know, my family, your family. It's more so people outside of us, you know?
Right. Yeah. So how many babies? How many babies is realistic for us?
Are you asking me for real right now?
I am.
Clinton used to think that I was going to be having 5.
Okay, that's ridiculous. I didn't think that she was going to be having 5 children. That, you know,
I told you right off the bat, no. Like, I couldn't think that because that's huh?
I grew up in a household of 5 kids and it was super fun. Those are my best friends. It was a lot of us.
I grew up with 3. We're all 2 years apart. And it was also very fun. And my mom even says, she says, people should not have over 2 kids, which is very problematic as I am the 3rd.
You're the 3rd.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm never, like, I definitely, it's so crazy because.
Also, just to make it clear, I would never sign up for 5 kids. That is absolutely crazy.
Clinton has been begging me to talk about kids' names with him from the time that we actually started dating, to talk about kids. So before I used to tell him, when you propose, then you propose. And then it was like, when we get married.
No, we're married.
I don't know. I'm just like, I just met you.
I feel you.
I don't know. In all seriousness, guys, like, I do. Having kids is something I do want. But it's like, also, when I think about the world, I don't know. Am I a sensitive person? I'm sensitive to things that go on. Like, I'll have nightmares and Clinton will be like, Uche, that literally just happened in the news today. Like, I worry.
I just feel like it's something that, like, I don't want to rush into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw y'all parents in the pandemic. Y'all was struggling. Y'all had to become teachers. I'm just being serious. Okay. They had to become teachers, still have them kids at the house all day, do everything with them, help them have fun, feed them, you know, like even look at everything that's happening right now, you know, in our real lives. You know, we're trying to get out of this apartment right now. We had to go travel. Figuring out something to do with the dogs has been one of the most stressful things
but,
ever.
But don't you think that it'll always be the case that life will be crazy?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I just don't think we're at a place just like even just in our real physical life right now that like inviting something like that into our lives right now would make the most sense.
I think that we're on the same page about this because we actually have been, you know, having the conversations needed. And I've also kind of told Clinton, we had like, because the other day Clinton was like, Uche, like, truly and honestly, like, what would it take for you to be ready to have a kid? And I think that's might be the first time that you actually asked me like very honestly like that, where I'm like, okay, like, let me not joke about like drop whatever joke I'm about to joke.
Yeah.
You know? And I had to think about it too. And there's just certain things for me as a person, knowing how I am and just what would make me feel the most comfortable. Like, I feel like the need to defend it. Like, and I'm like, why do I even feel this need? Because I shouldn't want to have a kid or feel pressured to have a kid by anything other than me feeling ready. So when he's asking me what made me feel ready, I don't even need to defend, like, as I'm like trying to be like, you don't always have to be ready. And I get they say you won't ever be ready, but for me, I can be as ready as I can be in myself. Like, me saying I feel ready doesn't mean, oh, everything is perfect, but it means for me in my life and my situation and my relationship, I feel like I'm ready to add a kid to the scenario. And that consisted of a few things, and maybe I won't mention them all, but, you know, I want to feel like we've had proper time to, you know, we're traveling this summer. Like, I feel like that's a big thing that I want to do. I want to feel like we've had a lot of time to focus on each other before, you know, we bring something else that we will absolutely love. But it's like that time of it just being us is not going to come back.
Right.
I want us to have that. I want to feel, you know, like a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want us to be in a house, which, you know, we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want a little, like, more space. I want.
Right.
There's just certain things that for me personally, and doesn't have to be the same for anybody else, but for me personally, there's a few things that, you know, I could identify that I wanted before, you know, we actively start really moving in that direction, you know? And like I said, there was times before where I thought, hey, like, I'm ready, and I wasn't. And I'm, you know, and that's okay too, to be like, hey, are we ready? Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. And it's okay to decide, you know, maybe we're not. Maybe we want to wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like even like career-wise, it's been so, because our careers are like in a more like of a creative direction, like even that in and of itself has been so hard to figure out, because it's not like you're like, all right, when I get to this position, then I'll be able to do it and I'll be able to hit this bonus and whatever else. It's like, it's all performance. You know what I'm saying? So how, you know, we've had to come into a space, and maybe a space more recently, that we feel a bit, you know, very confident in, and we know what the future kind of is looking like for us in terms of career and work and that stuff, that we can look at each other now and be like, all right, like, you know, we have these things in place and, you know, we're going to work a little harder and make sure that they're good and they're stable and we're set up. Because I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I've mentioned this on another episode, but just like the way in which I grew up, you know, with my mom and single parent household and those different things. And I just want to make sure that whatever, like when it's time for us to bring life into this world, that life can have my full attention. You know what I'm saying? And I can be as present as I can possibly be. I know there will always be things going on. You know, you'll never have all the time in the world. You only get busier and busier each day, each year. But, you know, I want to really be able to cultivate a space that I can, you know, be my best version of myself, you know, when we do decide to bring that life into this world.
I agree. And piggybacking off of that point, you know, like college discussions where you always like piggyback jumping off of that, backflipping off of that. And like a part of that is also we just recently had an episode about baggage. And, you know, there's stuff that I want to work on for myself and to understand about myself before I bring in new life. So I'm not passing that down. And I'm not, you know, parents aren't perfect, obviously. And parents will never be perfect because human beings aren't perfect.
Right.
But I do believe that I still can be a more evolved version of myself before, you know, and I don't know. I do think it's a privilege to be in a relationship where we're both on the same page with that, you know, because we're not coming from a place where one person is like super like, I need to. And, you know, that comes with different reasons, like age gaps, you know, different things. So I don't want to like talk about that lately either. But, you know, I am happy that we are on that same page. And if the times we're not, we can always get back on that same page because we're at the same, you know, the same place with that. And it's not one person being like, I need to have kids now, or I don't want to have kids at all. No, I do. I do want to have kids, but I just, each day I understand more about myself. And I think that it's been constant communication from us. And I think that we are on the same page with it now.
Yeah. I think we've always been on the same page for the most part.
I'm sorry.
You showed me this video, or maybe you didn't show it to me, but you were talking to me about it, like with this like mom and her baby, and like something about him like continuing to knock over like cups like every single day, and just the patience that she was able to take with him and help him to do better with it, you know, over time. And it's stuff like that where I'm like, all right, I know that there's levels that I can get to and that I need to get to as an individual that, you know, I would like to see myself at, you know, before I even thought about, you know, babies and that type of stuff. And I know that I can get there, and I'm definitely doing the work. But, you know, even right now I'm actively looking at therapists, and, you know, because I want to start doing some work like that as well for myself.
There's this, I will explain the video that you were talking about. There's this video of this mom with her child, and it's like she shows a whole bunch of different days. So it starts with him knocking over this giant cup of iced coffee. Like, even when I think about it, I'm like, a shame. And he continues to do it every single day because she's trying to teach him, you know, how to, I guess, hold it properly. Or I don't know if he poured it in there too. But she's just talking to him very calmly and like, watch them spill it. It's okay. We'll try it then tomorrow. Over and over and over again until finally he does it correctly. And it's like, until, like you're saying, I can have that level of patience. Watching that was like such an interesting thing because I'm like, that's the level of patience that I want to have with, you know, and we don't have that often. And even the comments were like, oh my God, like this is like the difference maybe in, you know, new generations, how they're going to be parenting, how they want to parent, you know, and I think we'll see a lot of differences that way. But it's like, I don't know. And even coming from Michigan, you know, where I'm from, you, and you know, it's not as bad as in, let me not use the word bad. It's not as extreme as, you know, if you're in Utah or, you know, other places, but you know, in the Midwest, I guess I would say too, like people get married early.
Isn't it the Bible Belt?
Who taught you that?
You told me that.
The Bible Belt. Oh my God. Yep. The Bible Belt. That's what you do. You get out of high school, you get married, you have kids right off the bat. And if you're not, what is up with that? Mm-hmm. What is going on? Are you okay? Are you okay? That's what it is. Oh, like where, you know, I'm from, where like a lot of, honestly, probably a lot more places than I'm even touching on, but I feel like that's kind of what societies, up until now at least, what have been the kind of checklist for if you're ready to have kids. It's did you get married? When is the baby coming? That is it. Like marriage, house, kids. That's what it's supposed to be. When I believe that checklist should consist of very different things. I don't even think marriage needs to be on that list if, you know, you are not in the place to do that, or you don't feel like that is a set. I feel like everybody's checklist maybe will look different but it has to focus on yourself. That should be really the only thing that, you know, if you feel like you are in a healthy place, if you feel like you are in a place where you can provide for a child and give a child, you know, the life that you would have wanted as a child emotionally, you know?
I think also a big part of this as well is that right now we live in LA and I think it's where we want to be right now, you know, but I mean, thank God that my brother has recently moved to San Diego and is able to take the dogs for us while we're gone for like 3 weeks, because even that has been just like a big stressor. Like every single time we travel, we've never had a consistent people to like watch the dogs, and it's always something that comes up for us. So it's like, thank God for that. But when I'm thinking of kids and raising kids, I want to at least have like some form of family around us in some type of way, because I can only imagine how hard it is to not have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine it, honestly. You know, they say it takes a tribe, it takes a community, all of that.
Even Clinton and I, whenever anything involving injury, blood, I'm not that girly. I am not that girly to handle that type of stuff. We had something very scary happen in our apartment. Our glass shower door had fallen on Clinton, and it was like, it was so scary. Like the loudest noise I've ever heard.
Yeah.
We heard a scream. I literally had to push open the door, see Clinton on the ground, covered in glass. It was one of the most horrific moments of my entire life. And I literally spiraled, panicked. Like it was so scary, and my sister was there. So just the aspect of being close to family is something that I know that we both want. I don't know how that would look, how that would happen, but we're also kind of figuring out where we want to be for the next 5-10 years. And like I said, I think that we've nailed down on LA, just because even talking about, back to what you were saying about career, like we do see an upward trajectory here, and we kind of know what the next few years look like for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that does involve some type of traveling, what you're saying about the dogs being with Denzel. Like, it's already hard. Like, I'm already sad about even leaving them, but them being with your brother is something that brings me a lot more comfort. So, like, could you imagine, like, I know where, like, where we are talking about our career going and where we're seeing it going, you know, would involve travel and things like that. So it's like, that is something, you know, that we are thinking about too when we're talking about kids, is are we at a point where we're going to be close to family, where we can be close to family, you know?
Yeah. And sorry that we talk about our dogs so much, you know.
Do we?
This episode, we're talking about them a lot, but those are our fur babies. And, you know, maybe.
Fur babies? I've never heard you say that out loud.
Those are fur babies. But, you know, I feel like we've gotten a lot of different examples over the years about, like, I don't know, just from these dogs, literally. Like, I swear, part of the reason why I say that I'm not patient enough is because of our dogs. Because our dogs have continued to show us, continue to teach me, Clint, you need to be more patient. And you added him into the mix, and you dropped another puppy on us, and it was crazy for some time, you know?
Maybe I do talk about them a lot, because I was literally about to go in on their personalities, but it is actually wild. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to do it anyways. The thing with adding another dog to the mix is I feel like Rue was our older dog, and he's very calm, mm-hmm. and he's very easy, and Schnitzy does not care about rules, doesn't care about anything. He operates more off respect.
She doesn't.
So it's just very different. And as Clinton's always talking about, I'm like, literally, that's kind of like you and me. It's kind of not only like you and me, but it's kind of like having kids. Like, this is exact. Like, they say every kid is different. And it is good practice. It is. I think that.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, you can't just up and leave. You can't just, hey, it's just us. I'm going to travel here. I'm going to go here. You have to think about somebody else, which is only, you know.
Yeah. And how much they cost, too.
Yeah, why when we're talking about the checklist, do people not even take into account how expensive kids are?
Bro, I saw something that said, like, by the time a kid turns 18, you've probably, in order to get them there, you need about $350,000 to $400,000 to, like, make that happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, because I could imagine it's only going to be more and more and more.
Parents really are superheroes, and I do consider myself a type of superhero, but I just don't know if I'm at that level to be selfless. right now. You know, I think I still have, and I feel like me being honest with myself and knowing that is actually the least selfish thing that I could do, because I care too much about my future kids where I want to at least, I get it. You will never be ready. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's what everybody tells me. You will never be ready. Mm-hmm. But I can be more ready than I am right now. I know I can. And yes. I get it. It'll never be perfect. But I really, I am on this healing journey and I'm growing every day and I'm dealing with past trauma. I'm dealing with things. And I want to continue doing this work before I, you know, bring life into this world. And it's something I don't take lightly.
Yeah. And I think a big part of it is like you were saying, I really do just think that it's important for me to focus on the things that I'm struggling with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my old trauma. I have a couple friends. I'm not going to put any names out there or anything like that. But, you know, I see these guys and a lot of the responsibilities that they've taken on, some by choice, some also by choice, but maybe they, you know, wish they didn't make certain choices. And, you know, I see the position that they're in. You know, I see the things that they're struggling with, the different, you know, realities of making certain decisions and having to deal with those responsibilities. I know they love their responsibilities. I know, you know, that they definitely value them. But at the same time, like, it's hard. You know, I have a couple of friends that I can look at and I can tell they're going through it. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Not to say that the way that you think about it or I think about it is it's the most beneficial for you and for me, but for somebody else, because on the other hand, I know people that, you know, they say they're having kids young or having kids when they did save their life. They say that their person, that is their, you know, like, and so I like everything. Like, I think it's really helpful to listen to advice from people you respect, to hear hearing different perspectives is imperative. It's so important. But when it comes down to it, when you are making a decision, it needs to be for you and it needs to be what is best for you. And that is what it comes down to. I don't think there's any right or wrong answer for these things. There's only right and wrong answers for you specifically. Mm-hmm. And that comes with, you know, hearing different people's experiences, hearing perspectives, and then gauging what is best for your own specific scenario. And I, you know, I think that we were planning on having several episodes, you know, and talking to people that had kids young, talking to people that had kids out of, I don't even know if we still use the word wedlock. It's a little bit old fashioned.
Like most people having babies with people they ain't with.
Yeah. Well, please, that's not what I was saying.
Oh, I'm just calling what I'm seeing out here. I don't know.
yeah, I feel like we can only talk from our limited experience of not having kids, but knowing kind of the trajectory that we see ourselves moving in.
Yeah.
But that's not to say, you know, what if we got pregnant tomorrow?
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm not ready like that. Like, yeah, as that patient person that I want to be, I'll become them real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Chris always says that to me because we've been talking, we're talking very like, you know, very, not even strategic. I don't know the right word that I'm looking for right now.
That's a good word.
Yeah, we're talking very strategically right now, but just in how kind of, you know, if we're giving our lives a roadmap, but Clinton constantly says to me, 9 months is a lot of time. 9 months is a lot of time for
it
me
is.
To do this. 9 months is a lot of time for me to do that. So, you know.
What do we know?
Nothing at all. Literally. At the same time, as Clinton's saying all this, I know if I came and told Clinton, hey, like, I want to have a baby, or, like, he would.
No, I would be open to it, for real. I would ask you, like, is this really, like, you really being serious right now? Like,
again, Clinton tries to have a baby with me every single day, so.
Now, parents, if y'all are listening to this episode, if y'all want these grandkids.
Signing up.
Y'all know how grandkids are made.
Clinton, you really take things too far. Like,
oh, man.
Let's wrap it up.
My mom will listen to the podcast. I know your mom does.
Yeah, she does.
Hey, Mom.
Let's wrap it up.
Basically, on the topic of babies, you know, talk to us in the next year, 2 years, and, you know, we'll revisit this conversation.
Like I said, we can only talk about our mindset for us. And, you know, I think we've been talking about it a lot. You know, we recently talked about kids' names. Or one kid.
No, you have not talked to me about kids' names. You will not be serious.
Yes, I did. It's a name from Wakanda.
Yeah.
And it works for a boy or a girl. Also, another name that I came up, I've only given Clinton two names. Another one that I've given him is Bjordan Michael
Moxon.
Yeah, we're really varying it all on this podcast. So that's an exclusive ad.
What the hell is Bjordan?
Bjordan Michael Moxon.
Yes, okay, we get it. Michael B. Jordan, get it. So that's where the B is coming from, just his middle name?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyways, we kind of have our next year planned out.
Yeah, man, you know, and you only get one time to be young and sexy and all that, you know what I'm saying?
So
I'm trying to be young and sexy right now, you know. We got some traveling to do. It's fun.
We're moving. We're really looking to build this year. And, you know, we recently talked about it. We're like, let's really build this year and, you know, start talking about kids in the terms of timelines. Like, let's, you know.
Yeah. And this next year or two. That's what I'm saying.
Why did you add or too late? Bro, this boy is acting like he...
I don't really see it going to two. I'm doing that because I'm not in charge.
I do. I do see it going... Realistically, I do see it going... I don't know. I'm just vibing.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? She's just vibing. So that's why I said a year or two.
Yeah,
I can't exactly
you,
put
baby.
A finger
Thank
on
you.
It
I appreciate
when
it.
She'll be done vibing.
He's been, and a big thing for me is Clinton's patience as well, and Clinton's understanding, and Clinton's, I think we've been working together really well.
Well, before we got married, when we were like engaged and planning out the wedding and all that, I was speaking to one of my cousins, and she had just recently had her baby, and I was like, yeah, you know, like we'll see you there soon or whatever. And she like almost snapped on me. She was like, no, what you're gonna do is wait till Uche says she's ready. Wow. And I was like, oh, okay.
I need to thank her because sure. I think that the way that you've gone about it has really reflected that. So
she scared the hell out of me. Good. So I was like, oh, okay.
Sometimes we need a little fear.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been another I have learned things. I hope you guys have learned. I learned something new at the end of each one of these.
Yeah. So that's where we at, man. If y'all see anybody comment in our comment section, or if y'all want to know the answer, there's
no baby bump.
No baby bump.
And stop commenting that on anybody's page. Come
Ridiculous.
On. Anyways, love you guys. You have been listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast with me, Uche Moxon.
And me, Clinton Moxon. If you like what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're the first to know when a new episode is released.
Let us know if you liked it too. You can rate 5 stars and leave a lovely review, however you're listening now. You can find us on Instagram as well, at First Married Couple.
Insanity Group.